Well, we're having a lot of lead-in music this morning, aren't we? Good morning. You are listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am Kenneth Uptegrove, your host this morning. This program is heard on Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday morning. So I do hope that you will have a pencil and paper ready, because we are going to really have a lot of interesting guests and interesting information this morning that you will want to write down. My wife is going to be teaching to us this morning, and my wife's name is Laura, and she will be sharing with us some startling information concerning America's political involvement with Israel and the pressure that has been placed upon that sovereign state. Just what is God's perspective, and what does he have to do with us in America? This will be what she will be discussing. She is got some great notes. We've been working on them together, and I think you will really be touched and impressed. Carl Sanders will be on with us just for a little bit this morning. He's on a speaking engagement, but as usual, he will pop in for a little bit just to say good morning, and so that we can plug his Saturday morning show, which is at the very same time, 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, Central Standard Time. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have a guest from Sacramento representing the Tribulation Network. You very possibly have been to this network. Our guest name will be Dean McGriff, and he is a writer like me, and many of his articles are on the coming depression. In fact, that's what we will be talking about. He has gone to a whole lot more research than I have on the subject, and I think you'll find him fascinating. You will want to go to the website, thetribulationnetwork.com. They have 14,000 visitors a day. So be back with us. You will hear my wife next.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Good morning. This is Laura Updegrove, and this morning I'm going to be giving some very startling information concerning the state of Israel and United States and our involvement with Israel and the consequences of that involvement. And I hope that this will inspire you. Mainly, I hope it will inspire you to dig deeper into the Word of God and find out whether or not these things are so. Acts 17:11 encourages us and admonishes us to don't just believe what we hear out there, but go and dig into the unfailing Word of God and find out for yourself just what is happening around us. The last time I was on the air, I gave part of a testimony that happened a number of years ago when I lived on the East Coast. And I didn't quite finish it, but that will come at another time. It certainly is all connected to what we're saying today. And basically, we all want to be prepared for what's going on in the earth. We know that there are unsettling things in our country and across the world, and with the threat of terrorism and possible nuclear problems all over the world, that we can't afford to just sit back and wonder what we're going to do about it. And we certainly can't trust any government to be the final solution. So what we're going to do is to show you that God really does mean what he says. And I hope that you will be so inspired that you will take it upon yourselves to increase your hunger for the Word of God. If we say we believe and there's no fruit of that belief, then we're just wandering about in a fog. And God is a God who really does want to demonstrate his life and his power in us and through us. Many of us, as myself, we've been raised in church. We've been raised to believe certain things, and we take them for granted because we're in America and because perhaps our parents took us to church, that this is the way things are. And so I believe it, but I just kind of go on my own way and do my own thing, and that just is not going to work. Final days upon this earth are getting far more dangerous, and we have the Word of God that we believe, but we also need his Spirit to empower us and to lead us into those things that he says is so. We know that the Word and the Spirit are two things that cannot be separated. So if we say we believe, then we must have the demonstration of God's work in our life. So when I'm going to, relay these things to you, later on in the program, I will give you some biblical background for what I'm saying. And please, go search for yourself. I believe that we all don't have the same personality as one another. Certainly, you don't want my personality. I know that I was very experience-oriented, and in high school, it was amazing that I lived through high school. In fact, it's amazing I didn't go to jail. So thank God that not everybody has my my personality that is experiential. And I don't know if any of you from the 60s remember the Jimi Hendrix song, you are experienced? Well, I took that to heart, and I lived that life in the 60s, and it's amazing I lived through it, but God was just grace, His grace poured out upon me and saved me out of all of that and changed my life. So thank God you're not like me, because if this country was, millions of people would be trying to get out, not in. So I know that many of us in our church background, even there are churches that disparage experience. They say, no, you don't rely on your experience. Well, that's true. We can't rely on the experience, but the experience we have with God is always backed up with His Word. The two go hand in hand. So here we have today, we have some facts that many people, I guarantee you, many people experienced what we're going to talk about. In fact, many people lost their lives because of the experience. And I do believe that it was part of God's way of saying, wake up, America. Because if you don't, the consequences are going to be terrible. Anyway, I believe that we are given time by the Lord to change, to repent, to seek His face, to pray, to do what we can on a social level, to do what we can in our families, to do all we can empowered by His Word and by His Spirit. So, what we have here is a collection of information that anyone can bring up on your internet or in the bookstore. And much of this was taken from John McInturnan's book, As America Has Done to Israel. And certainly that book is far more detailed than what I can relay to you, but I encourage you to look into this and see just what happened. This is beyond coincidence. Definitely the word coincidence is not in Scripture. There is no such thing. It's not kosher. Coincidence is just not in the realm of the things that God has His hand on. So, we know that immediately after the conclusion of the Gulf War, the Madrid peace process, a plan to give away the land ceded to Abraham and his descendants by the Lord God, was introduced in Spain on October 30, 1991, by President George Bush Sr. President Bush had just recently publicly declared a new world order. Now, I don't know about you, but that when I heard that on the radio, that sent chills up my spine. Now, where have I heard that before? Seems like the book of Revelation, is filled with references to a world order. So that certainly caused me to think that we were into some very interesting times. Now, as the speech talks opened, the president said that territorial compromise is essential for peace. From the very start of the Madrid peace process, the president made it very clear that Israel would have to give away the covenant land for peace. The foundation of this peace process was Israel giving away the covenant land. An excerpt of the president's speech follows. Throughout the Middle East, we seek a stable and enduring settlement. We've not defined what this means. Indeed, I make these points with no map showing where the final borders are to be drawn. Nevertheless, we believe territorial compromise is essential for peace. The Egyptian, Syrian, and Palestinian delegations said that for peace, Israel must give away land. At the very beginning of these talks, the land of Israel was the key issue. The same hour the U.S. president was delivering his address in Madrid, a series of 30-foot waves engulfed the president's home on the coast of Kennebunkport, Maine, and destroyed it. This was the most powerful North Atlantic storm ever recorded. It wasn't considered a hurricane, but it was later termed the perfect storm. It was extremely rare because it traveled for 1,000 miles in an eastward to westward direction. The weather pattern for the United States is westward to eastward. The storm was called extratropical because it did not originate in the tropics, as most hurricanes do. On October 31st, this ferocious storm smashed into New England. The storm was described as a monster as it was hundreds of miles wide. The storm was later called the Perfect Storm, and a book was written and a picture was made about it. The Perfect Storm was described by meteorologists as one of the most powerful storms to have ever occurred. Extremely rare weather patterns that happen once every 100 years came together to create this monster storm. The ocean waves were over 100 feet high, which were the highest ever recorded. Can you picture that? A wave over 100 feet high? That's scary. The Perfect Storm ran down the East Coast into the Carolinas, doing millions of dollars in damage. The storm damaged the entire East Coast from Maine to Florida. Remember, the storm was going the wrong way. The damage caused by the Perfect Storm was classified with that of powerful hurricanes. At the very beginning of the peace plan involving Israel, the storm smashes into the entire East Coast of the United States, heavily damaged the president's home, and he was at the time an initiator of the Madrid peace plan. The connection between dividing the land of Israel and judgment on the nation causing it was tied together on the front page of America's largest national newspaper. On October 31st, 91, America was put on notice by the Lord God of Israel. That's just the beginning. That was in 91. On August 24th, 1992, the Madrid Peace Conference moved to Washington, D.C., and the talks resumed. The key issue remained that Israel had to give away land for supposed peace. That very same day, Hurricane Andrew smashed into southern Florida and was called the worst natural disaster ever to hit the United States of America. This storm was described by the National Hurricane Center as being a 30-mile-wide tornado. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a big tornado. I've been very close to tornadoes in Texas, and that's terrifying. Okay, we're going for a break now. And we will be back in just a few moments to enlighten you, to encourage you, and hopefully frighten you. Get into the Word of God and see what He has. It's not a God that wants us to stay frightened. He wants to give us His peace, His assurance, and the very idea that God is coming back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Good morning. This is the Prophetic Watchman Show coming from the Republic Broadcast Network. We are here this morning, and I'm Laura Updegrove. We are here this morning to relay to you some information about Israel and the involvement with Israel in their politics and their insistence that they give away land for peace, which, by the way, never worked. And the effect that it's having and has had on the USA. Now, we started off the program with letting you know that this is beyond coincidence. This is one terrible thing after another that happened to our country as we were involved with this process of chipping away the sovereign land of Israel to its enemies, thinking that perhaps it would bring peace. And it didn't. And in fact, God has said in his word that that should not be done and that there are dire consequences to those who do it. Well, I believe him. He has made his promises in the past come true. His prophetic word is sure. And we know that millions of people all over the planet have a witness to that. They know him, they love him, and they would die for him, and many of them are. So here we are. We are being encouraged by the word. We're being encouraged by these things that are happening, and it is a wake-up call for America. I left off with, Hurricane Andrew. Okay. The worst natural disaster that ever hit the United States of America. And it hit the day the Madrid Peace Conference met in Washington, D.C. One of the greatest natural disasters ever in American history hit the very day of the conference for Israel to give away its land for peace. This conference was originated by President Bush and now moved to America's soil. On August 24th, the front page headlines of the USA Today newspaper were 1 million flee Andrew. This will make Hugo look weak. And Monster Storm Targets Florida. Also on the front page was an article titled Mideast Peace Talks to Resume on Positive Note. America again was hit with a powerful natural disaster in direct connection with the Madrid Peace Plan. In September of 1993, the front page headline of the New York Times newspaper was Israel and PLO ready to declare joint recognition. The article went on to say that diplomatic action was going on secretly in Europe. The agreement reached became known as the Oslo Peace Accords, which required Israel to give away Gaza and Jericho to the Palestinians, followed quickly by the rest of the so-called West Bank. That same day, Hurricane Emily came out of the Atlantic Ocean and hit North Carolina with 115 mile per hour winds. This was the third hurricane to hit the United States on the very day of a key event of the U.S.-instigated Land for Peace process against Israel. On January 16, 1994, President Clinton met with Syria's President Hafez Assad in Geneva to discuss a peace agreement to include Israel giving away the Golan Heights to Syria. Israel had gained the territory during the 1973 Yom Kippur War. This is part of the land God gave to Abraham. The newspapers quoted President Clinton as saying, "Israel must make concessions that will be politically unpopular with many Israelis." No kidding. It was unpopular with us in America knowing what was going on. Less than 24 hours later, a powerful 6.9 earthquake rocked Southern California, centered in Northridge, about 25 miles from Los Angeles. It was the second most destructive natural disaster to hit the United States to that date, second only to Hurricane Andrew. The quake also destroyed several abortion centers in that area. I lived in Southern California, and I've been through a couple of their earthquakes, and it was very unpleasant. And in fact, the ones that I went through, we were not over the center. We were quite a few miles from it, but things fell off the shelf and rattled us pretty bad. So that was just a small taste of what our Earth can do. In March the 1st, 1997, Yasser Arafat arrived in Washington, D.C. to meet with President Clinton and discuss a Jewish housing project that was being built in East Jerusalem. Arafat was given a warm welcome by President Clinton, and the president rebuked Israel for building the housing in Jerusalem and for creating mistrust. Now, I don't know how many of you remember what happened on that day. I remember this, and my family and I were in absolute awe of what was going on in our country. A severe weather situation with tornadoes and... Okay. Tornadoes. There we go. We are headed in for another break. And this is Laura Updegrove on the Republic Broadcast Show. Republic Broadcast Network. And it is the Prophetic Watchman Show. Thank you. We'll be back in just a few moments, and stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Good morning. We are on the Republic Broadcast Network, and this is the Prophetic Watchman Show. I'm Laura Upke-Grove, and I'm bringing this morning some interesting facts concerning the land of Israel and America. So we left off a couple of minutes ago on, a severe weather situation. Oh, yes, by the way, if you would like to call in, we have a number for you. It's 1-800-313-9443. And you can make some comments or have some questions, and I hope we can help you. We're back to March 1st, 1997, when Arafat comes to America and seeking to divide the land of Israel. And this is what happened on March the 1st, 97. A severe weather situation with tornadoes and very heavy rainfall erupted along a nearly stationary front from Texas to West Virginia. At mid-afternoon on Saturday, an outbreak of strong to violent tornadoes in Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and western Tennessee resulted in 29 deaths, including 26 in Arkansas. Several of the tornadoes have been estimated as F4 intensity, with winds in the 207 to 260 mile-per-hour range. As of May 28th this year, 67 tornado-related deaths had been reported for 97. This event also produced unusually heavy rainfall from northeast Arkansas through western Tennessee and southeast Missouri and into much of Kentucky, southern Indiana, and Ohio, and West Virginia. And in Arkansas, there were 26 people killed by tornadoes. 18 counties declared federal disaster areas. Approximately 1,200 homes damaged or destroyed. Arkadelphia was hardest hit, with sections completely destroyed. Following is the preliminary tornado track information for the most deadly of the F4 tornadoes. Tornado path began in the southwest part of Clark County with major damage and loss of life in Arkadelphia. The path damage path width of 0.25 to 0.60 miles in this area with some F4 damage. Tornado continued through Hot Spring County and much of Saline County and reached F4 intensity across 0.80 mile damage path as it moved through the Shannon Hills area and finally into Pulaski County. The total path length was 80 miles, 16 people killed by the storm. In Texas, two killed by severe thunderstorms and high winds. Mississippi, two deaths as a result of tornadoes. Tennessee, six people killed by tornadoes and flooding. 12 counties declared federal disaster area. About 900 homes damaged or destroyed. Kentucky, 21 people killed by flooding. 101 counties declared federal disaster areas. Over 75,000 homes damaged or destroyed and 250 to 500 million in damage. The Ohio River crested on March 7th in Louisville at about 16 feet above flood stage. Boy, that's a lot of damage. The town of Falmouth, population 2,700, was almost totally destroyed, with water over 8 feet deep in town. The 24-hour rainfall amount of 10.48 inches in Louisville erased the previous state record. Ohio, 5 people killed by flooding. 17 counties declared federal disaster areas. Over 5,500 homes damaged or destroyed, and over $200 million in damage. Indiana, 1 death due to flooding. Missouri, 1 death due to flooding. West Virginia, 3 people killed in flooding. 16 counties declared federal disaster areas. Oh, well, that's that would get my attention. Anyway, that wasn't funny, but Yasser Arafat was warmly welcomed. He was shown to be the hero of the year, and we see that even parts of the president's own home state were being devastated by tornadoes. On September 27th, 1998, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright was working out final arrangements for Israel to give away 13% of its land, and the next day President Clinton met with both Yasser Arafat and Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House to finalize Israel giving the land away. On that date and the next day, Hurricane Georges slammed into the Gulf Coast with 110-mile-per-hour winds, gusting up to 175 miles per hour. The eye of the storm struck Mississippi and did extensive damage eastward into the Florida panhandle. The exact time Arafat was in the United States for the purpose of dividing Israel, Hurricane Georges was pounding the Gulf Coast. Arafat left America, and the hurricane then dissipated. God judges the nations that divide his land. And you know what, folks? It's still happening. On October 15, 1998, Yasser Arafat and Benjamin Netanyahu met at Y Plantation, Maryland. The talks were extended and concluded on October 23rd. In the end, Israel agreed to give away sacred covenant lands for false assurances of peace. On October 17th, right in the middle of the talks, awesome rains and tornadoes hit eastern Texas. The San Antonio area was deluged by 20 inches of rain in one day, causing flash floods and destroying thousands of homes. The rains and floods continued until the peace talks concluded and then subsided, leaving 25% of the huge state of Texas ravaged. I lived in Texas at that time, and I well remember the rain, and we were wondering if somebody somewhere was building an ark, because it was terrifying. And many people lost so much of what they owned and their homes. On May the 4th, 1999, President Clinton sent a well-publicized letter to Yasser Arafat in which he declared that the Palestinians had a right to determine their own future on their own land. And that's land to be taken from Israel. On that same day, Israeli time, the most powerful tornadic storms to ever hit the United States fell on Oklahoma and Kansas. There were 50 confirmed tornadoes, including one category F5 cyclone that was over a mile wide and traveled for 4 hours, covering 80 miles on the ground. It destroyed everything in its path. This tornado was unprecedented in the history of weather record keeping. The damage was incredible, including 43 people dead. In Oklahoma City alone, more than 2,000 homes were destroyed. Entire small communities disappeared. The town of Mulhall, Oklahoma, ceased to exist. Thousands of automobiles and vehicles were destroyed. Yes, that I remember that. I remember thinking that was, something out of Twilight Zone. It was just terrible. On September the 4th, 2001, pardon me, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, announced the formulation of a two-state policy towards Israel. and recognition of a Palestinian state on Jewish land. Excuse me. 1 week later, on the day the president was scheduled to implement his two-state policy in the Middle East, the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City were destroyed, with great loss of life, property, and national prestige. Excuse me. On August 23, 2005, at the insistence of the President of the United States and Secretary of State Rice, tens of thousands of Jewish people began to be forced off their land in Gaza, and their properties, homes, businesses, and places of worship were given to the heathen. The vacated synagogues were desecrated and destroyed by the Palestinians. While that tragedy was being played out in Israel, Hurricane Katrina destroyed much of the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama Gulf Coast with catastrophic loss of life and property. The disaster displaced tens of thousands of American people, also destroying huge sections of the city of New Orleans. I did not include more information in this report, but our dear friend Wayne Wormack, who helped me with some of this information here, brought to our attention many of the parallel problems that were happening on the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama Gulf Coast were actually happening in Gaza, and the parallels were just unbelievably. You would have to say this is not coincidence. We pressured this country, our president pressured Israel to do this. And now we're seeing the effects in Gaza. And the terrorists there have dug in, and it's become a very bad situation. Now, here in August 1st, that was just a little while ago, Secretary of State Rice was in Israel, pressuring the Israelis to make more land concessions to the heathen. The previous day, because of American pressure, Israel gave the site of the tomb of the patriarch Joseph at Nablus to the Palestinians, who destroyed the tomb and desecrated the site. That same day, the I-35 bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis collapsed during evening rush hour, resulting in much loss of life and property. Ken and I were speaking last week to our friend Wayne, and I remember Wayne, who was making some communication with a friend of his who also keeps up with these events. And as he heard on the news what our Secretary of State was doing, he called his friend and said, you watch, in 24 hours something will happen in this country. Something is going to take place, because once again we are messing where we shouldn't be messing. And he was correct. That was within that time that I-35 bridge collapsed. And I see that as saying your support, America, will be destroyed. Of course, we know what a bridge does. It supports cars. It bridges one point to another and is a support for the cars going over the river. Our support is collapsing. And God has warned us, and he will continue to warn us. And I hope that we wake up and we take note. Because once God takes his hand off of us, then we will be vulnerable to things that could very possibly lead us into a depression. It's just the very thing that Ken has been talking about, a depression that would be beyond what anybody can even imagine. So, or a nuclear attack from terrorists, which they have vowed they will do. And that reminds me of something, that vow. If you remember back when the Twin Towers, before the Twin Towers, the first attack on the World Trade Center, that the perpetrators of that were recorded as saying, "We will be back to finish the job." And you know that our country ignored that threat. In fact, that wasn't a threat, that was a promise. So when we hear in the news day to day that the terrorists are planning and vow to explode a nuclear device or one or more in this country, I think that I would take heed to that and make sure I was right with God. Now, the next part of this presentation, pardon me, we'll be giving you some facts. I call them facts. To me, my Bible is a fact. By the way, I know there's many of us that do believe in the Lord. They believe in His Word. They believe He's coming back. They believe He died on the cross and to redeem man from the sin of the fall. But do you know that God did that for you? I have heard pastors, evangelical leaders of all kinds speak on faith, which of course faith, it all begins with faith. Everything begins with faith. And they say they believe the Word of God. And of course God Himself says that without faith, you cannot please God. And we know that faith is where it all begins. At what point in your life do you want to know that God has His hand on you? I say that that's possible. And I've come to the point in my life where I no longer believe, but I know. I know my Redeemer. As Job said, Job was the recorded as being possibly the oldest book in the Bible. He was before Moses. He was before the prophets. And what he said was, "I know." And I think that Hebrew, the word from Hebrew was translated, "no." In other words, no means no. I know that my Redeemer lives. And then at the last days, He will stand upon the earth and I will see Him in my flesh. Job did not use the word believe. He said, "I know." So that is the challenge. That's where God wants all of us. Do you know that your Redeemer lives? Do you know that at the time, at the right time, in the right place, you will receive a word from Him to either leave your town, walk out of your business, pack up your kids, and drive out of town? Do you know that? Do you believe that that's possible? Let me tell you, it's happening. It's happening all over this country. God is relocating people. Not just for the fact that the city's a disaster will strike, but He's relocating them to be where He wants them. And it may very well come to the final hour of our lives that the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, "Get out of the city now," or "Get out in a month," or "Get out, prepare yourselves." I believe that even a couple of years, God will tell people, "Get out of the city," so that you can go and have time to be established somewhere else. So that's where you need to be, folks. You need to be to that level of relationship with our living God that you hear from Him in prayer, that you know when to come to the point that it's time to go. It's time to pack up, get out of Dodge. So we are coming up to a break now. And we will see what happens here with our break.
To help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify.
Once again, the leading news of this
year we're on this and longevity. One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. reasons. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Good morning. We are on the Republic Broadcast Network. This is Laura Updegrove with the Prophetic Watchman Show. We only have a few minutes here to wrap this up, and I will continue this at another time. The reasons why God has his hand on Israel and says, do not touch. In the Old Testament, well, actually, it's one book to me. The Bible is one book all the way through. One book, one message, one God, one Redeemer. It says in Genesis 12:3, speaking of Israel, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee." The prophet Joel said that God will judge the nations that have touched the Jewish people and parted the land of the nation of Israel. In Joel 3:1 and 2, "For behold, in those days and in that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead, punish, judge with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted, divided my land." The prophet Zechariah said that God will defend Israel and Jerusalem. God will destroy the nations that come against Jerusalem, even though all the nations of the earth be gathered against it. Jerusalem will be the center of world attention and military action. Zechariah 12:2 and 3 say, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem." Zechariah 12:9. You know, these passages from the Old Testament have warned us so long ago the consequences. And I believe that these wake-up calls, these disasters that we just went through here, from John McTernan's book, As America Has Done to Israel, I believe that this, in a sense, is God's mercy, saying, I'm giving a little at a time. I'm trying to shake you. I'm trying to shake you and wake you up. In Hebrews, it says, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. If we're on a rock, we can't be shaken. So anyway, find out where you stand with the God of Israel. And I'll tell you, Jesus says that he will never leave you and never forsake you. And even if we do lose our lives, praise God, we have an eternal hope. Now I'm going to give you back here to my husband Ken, and we will have a new guest. God bless you, and I hope to hear from you.
Well, there you have it, folks. I hope that it really comes through loud and clear to those of the replacement theology that God very much is involved in what God is doing in Israel today in the United States. So please stay tuned until the next hour when we will be talking to Dean McGriff from the Tribulation Network. And I would like for you to be going to his website right now to look at www.thetribulationnetwork.com. There's a dash between the and tribulation and network. But I hope you'll be looking at that while bringing that up on your screen while we're waiting for our guests to come on in the next hour. Thank you very much. God bless.
A message.